What do you got to do? Well, you got to test your water a little more frequently this time of year. That's what we got to do. That's what we're supposed to be doing this time of year. If you are having the kids swim almost every day in the pool, putting a little chlorine shock in the pool before, after everybody's out of the pool for the evening, that's not a bad idea. Normally, it's 1 pound per 10,000 gallons to be just fine of either Cal Hypo Shock or sodium dichlor, and then using tablets. If you have a salt pool, you know, you're going to need to turn up the salt chlorine generators this time of year. And, of course, don't forget aqua salt, keeping the salt levels up. The only salt to use in your swimming pool, if you're using the cheap salt that you buy at the grocery store or at the box stores, you're going to be very disappointed in that performance, and you're going to really hate it because it's going to stain your pools. Aqua salt is the only way to go. But you want to keep the chlorine levels up to around 3 parts per million, even up to 5 parts per million this time of year. It's not too high, especially if the kids are swimming a lot. And if your pool gets a lot of use, then having it up into the higher ranges is not a bad idea, because what chlorine is doing in your swimming pool is it's protecting you. It's protecting the kids. It's protecting anybody that's in that swimming pool from our evil nemesis and arch enemy, algae and bacteria, from growing to such a point to where it can actually have an effect on you. Keeping those levels up to where they need to be is really important this time of year. Don't let it get out of hand. If you're having a bunch of kids over today to swim in the pool, test the water. Get your test strips from Taylor. That's who I use. They have some great test kits. You can go to taylor.com and get all that stuff. I like to use the titrate drops for testing the water. To me, it's a little more accurate and dead on, but it takes a little more time. Now, if you're one of the kind of people, like so many of you are, I know, who listen to the show, and thank you for being this way, that really do like to test your water with the titrates, then go online, and if you really want to get really serious, there's two kits that I recommend. Jack's Magic's Professional Test Kit. They sell those online. And then, of course, the Taylor Manager. I mean, it does everything. Cyanuric acid. It does calcium hardness. It does pH. It does alkalinity. It'll do salt levels. That's just my advice. JacksMagic.com, Taylor.com, and they can get you some really good test kits. But keeping an eye on what the water's doing right now is very important, especially if you have young children that are using the pool all the time. That's not a bad idea.